Hello and welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most visual and practical topics in geometry, loci and constructions. This is specification 0.3.11 for EdExcel GCSE Mathematics, and it's a topic that appears on both foundation and higher tier papers. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Loci, that sounds complicated. But here's the thing. Once you understand that a locus is simply the path or region traced by a point moving according to a rule, it all clicks into place. Think of it like this. If you're walking your dog on a lead, and the lead is exactly 3 meters long, the locus of all the places your dog can reach forms a perfect circle around you with a radius of 3 meters. That's a locus! In your exam, you'll need to construct these paths using only a ruler and compass, no protractors allowed when the question says construct. And here's the crucial bit. Those construction arcs you draw, they're not just scribbles, they're your working out. An examiner's award method marks for them. So never, ever rub them out. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's break down the four fundamental loci you absolutely must know for your exam. First up, the perpendicular bisector of a line segment. This is the locus of all points that are equidistant. That means exactly the same distance from two fixed points. Imagine you and your best friend both want to meet up, and you want to choose a cafe that's exactly the same distance from both your houses. Every cafe on that perpendicular bisector line would be fair game. Here's how you construct it. Place your compass point on one end of the line segment. Let's call it point A. Open your compass to more than half the length of the line. Draw an arc above and below the line. Without changing your compass width, and this is critical, place the compass on point B and draw another pair of arcs that intersect the first ones. Now use your ruler to join those intersection points. That's your perpendicular bisector. And remember, leave all those arcs visible. They prove to the examiner that you used the correct method. Second, the angle bisector. This is the locus of all points equidistant from two straight lines. The construction is beautiful in its simplicity. Place your compass on the vertex of the angle and draw an arc that crosses both arms of the angle. Then, from each of those crossing points, draw arcs of equal radius that intersect inside the angle. Join the vertex to that intersection point, and you've bisected the angle perfectly. Third, a circle. This is the locus of all points at a fixed distance from a single point. If a question asks you to show all points exactly 4 centimeters from point P, you draw a circle with center P and radius 4 centimeters. Use your compass, not a freehand circle, or you'll lose marks even if it looks perfect. Fourth, parallel lines. If you need to show all points at a fixed distance from a straight line, you draw 2 parallel lines, one on each side of the original line at that fixed distance. Think of a road with pavements on both sides. Those pavements are parallel to the road. Now, here's where it gets interesting for higher tier students. You'll often need to combine multiple loci to find a region. For example, shade the region that is more than 5 meters from point A and closer to line PQ than to line RS. You draw a circle of radius 5 meters around A, construct the perpendicular bisector of a line joining PQ and RS, and then shade the region that satisfies both conditions. The word more than means you'd use a dashed line for the circle boundary and shade outside it. Closer to means you shade one side of the bisector. A really common mistake here is shading the wrong region. My top tip? Lightly shade the unwanted side of each boundary line first. The region left unshaded is your answer. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's talk about how to maximize your marks. EdExcel mark schemes typically award M1. That's a method mark for correct construction arcs being clearly visible. Then you get an A1, an accuracy mark, if your final locus is within 2 millimeters of the correct position. Finally, there's often a B1 mark for correctly shading a region. Here are the mistakes that cost students marks every single year. Mistake number one, erasing construction arcs. I cannot stress this enough. Those arcs are your evidence. Without them, you can't get the method mark, even if your final answer is perfect. Mistake number two, using a protractor when the command word is construct. If a question says, construct the perpendicular bisector, you must use compasses. If it says, draw the perpendicular bisector, you can use any method, including a protractor. Read that command word carefully. Mistake number three, not checking the scale in map-based questions. If the question says, 1 centimeter represents 2 kilometers, and asks for a locus of 6 kilometers from a point, you need to set your compass to 3 centimeters, not 6. Mistake number four, confusing less than with less than or equal to. Less than 5 meters means you use a dashed line and don't include the boundary. At most 5 meters or less than or equal to 5 meters means you use a solid line and include the boundary. And finally, keep your pencil sharp and your compass tight. A wobbly compass can easily slip more than 2 millimeters, costing you that crucial accuracy mark. Quick fire, recall quiz. 1 minute. Right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question and you pause the podcast and answer it before I give you the answer. Question one, what is the locus of points equidistant from two fixed points A and B? Answer, the perpendicular bisector of the line segment AB. Question two, if a question says construct an angle bisector, can you use a protractor? Answer, no. You must use a compass and ruler only. Question three, should you erase your construction arcs before submitting your exam paper? Answer, absolutely not. Leave them visible for method marks. Question four, what type of line should you use for a boundary when the inequality is greater than solid or dashed? Answer, dashed, because the boundary itself is not included. Question five, what's the locus of all points exactly 3 centimeters from a point P? Answer, a circle with center P and radius 3 centimeters. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways. Loci is all about paths and regions defined by rules. You have 4 fundamental constructions: perpendicular bisector, angle bisector, circle, and parallel lines. Always use a compass when the command word is construct. Always leave your construction arcs visible. Always check the scale and map questions, and always read inequalities carefully to know whether to use solid or dashed lines. This topic is worth around 5 to 8 marks on your paper, and it's one where you can score full marks with practice. The examiners are looking for precision, clear working, and correct interpretation of compound conditions. Practice these constructions until they're second nature. Time yourself. Remember, you should spend about 1 minute per mark, so a 4-mark construction question should take about 4 to 5 minutes maximum. You've got this. Keep practicing, stay precise, and remember, those construction arcs are your friends. Thanks for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery, and good luck with your revision.